All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? Thanks for liking, subscribing and sharing. Coming on back. I appreciate you for listening and tuning in. I just got my results back from the doctor. Now, from the podcast, the what's it called? Anchor. Sorry, Anchor. With all my stats and numbers for the year. And it's nice. It was a nice... nice numbers. So thank you all. I appreciate you all for being part of that and sticking with me for the year. And we'll do our year wrap up next week's episode, of course. But for now, thank you. Sorry it's a bit late. You know, I was making rather merry yesterday. Christmas Carol? Anyone? No? Sorry I was late. What time is it? Cratchit? It's 18 minutes past the hour. It's 18 and a half minutes past the hour. Cratchit. Sorry, Mr. Scrooge. It won't happen again. I was making rather merry yesterday. No, it won't happen again. Therefore, there you left me no choice but to double yourself. Whatever. Right? Anyway, Christmas Carol fan. But it's all appreciated. Anyway, here we are. Yeah, it is a bit late. But again, it was, you know, it was Christmas. It was the time for spending time with family and friends and loved ones. So that's what it is. I hope you had a Merry Christmas for those of you who celebrated. Hope the Jews had Happy Hanukkah, and those are the only two that I know, because I do have a lot of black friends, and I asked them about Kwanzaa, and they go, I don't know what it is, and I didn't want to Google, because you know what, I was just being lazy. So I hope you had a great time. I had a good time. I spent the whole day setting up. I got me kid PlayStation 5, and so I figured I'd get up in the morning, right? Get up the crack of dawn. Okay, can we do presents? So I'll do some presents. And I'll go back to bed. I'll go back to bed for a little bit, right? He got 5:30 in the morning. It's a bit early. I get it. But it's like, I get up. I'll do the presents. You know, hook up the PlayStation. You good? You all set? Back to bed I go. But it didn't happen like that. It took over 2 hours to set up the PlayStation. Over 2 hours. And isn't that like whatever happened to, and I don't want to be, oh, I despise these. Not that I do despise them, but like I always kind of get cringy when I'm around older comedians that just like to do, where were these when we were growing up? You know what I mean? We didn't have that when we were young. We didn't have time out. We had knocked out. You know what I mean? Like that old school comic who just hasn't moved on with the material of the times. Fine, no judgment. I'm just saying, I just sit at the back and I go, ooh, remember when is the lowest form of conversation? Didn't Tony Soprano say that? I don't understand that. Like, I remember just having a video game. You plugged in your Sega. I wasn't a Nintendo guy. I know, Bloods versus Crips, Sega versus Nintendo, Oasis versus Blur. I was in it, man. I picked a side always. Obviously a Crip. Bit with the blue today, blue hat, blue crypt. Anyway, so I would go and I get, you would just plug in your Sega, right? You power it on and it would come up and go Sega da, 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 and Sonic would run across the screen or whatever, and you put in your cartridge, you blew on it, you had to blow on it, I don't know why, you had to blow on the cartridge first, put it in, hit power, say, and then you just fucking played your game. You picked your guy you wanted to fight, right? If you had you picked from 10 different fighters all in different positions or whatever, or who's going on a mission, and you just easy, medium, hard, whatever, right, you want to pick, and you just played the game, and you played the game until you got killed, and you went back and you started again. My 3 lives are over. If there was cheat codes, you would find out a cheat code from a gamer magazine, up, down, left, right, A, start, together, right? That gave you 5 lives instead of 3, whatever it was. And I just, but now the vastness of, is that a word, vastness? But now the complexity, is that a word? I don't even know anymore, of these video games, man. And like, so I took me 2 hours to set up the PlayStation, right? And what I mean, that was even before I put a game in it. I had to create an account, had to, you know, pick a profile picture. So when I turn my computer on, I know it's me, not my son, right? and then he got the new Spider-Man game, and you put on and you go, okay, Spider-Man game, Spider-Man 2, big Spider-Man fan, we all know, I've covered it before, big Marvel fan, big comic book fan, and I put on the Spider-Man game, like, all right, turn it on, press play. You had to download the game. I ain't messing, I ain't lying to you. It took 2 hours and 25 minutes for it to download to the system. So now we're 4 hours in before you've even had a go. 4 hours in. You just plug it. Like, I remember when I had a PlayStation 4, and I had it for a while, right? And I had no problem with it. The only reason I got the 5 is because it's got the Spider-Man game. You can't get 4. You can't get it for 4. So that's the only reason I got it. It was for this one Spider-Man game. And I remember playing, like, what games would I play on there? Like I lost my train of thought now. That's how upset I was. I would put on a game, right? And you would just, and you would play it. You would download it and off you go. Like the NBA game, right? My favorite game of all time. I was at a retro store with my buddy Corey Brooks also on the Manzietti show. So yesterday we went out for lunch, just the two of us, to catch up for Christmas, and then we went to this retro store that sold old school video games. Now, you know me, I'm not a nostalgic guy. I hate nostalgia. It's never as good as you think it is. But they had the console, the Sega console, for like $30 in this retro place in Holbrook. And then you had, I had my favorite video game of all time was NBA Live 95. And it was basically NBA Live 95. And you pick you pick your team. I was always Phoenix Suns, but you could design your team. So you could take the 5 best players from that and make up your team, right? You didn't have to trade them. You just walk, give me that. I had 5 Shaqs one time, destroying everybody, dunking all day long, couldn't stop it, goaltending, all of the stuff, right? And you turn it on, pick the Phoenix Suns, give me 5 Shaqs, and fucking play. I got in an NBA game thinking like it was NBA 2K, just on the PlayStation 4 again. And I was like, it'll be the same thing, right? I just plug it on, turn it in, and I'll go play the game. You have to design what your player looks like, and you don't just play games. You have to follow his career. Like, you have to follow this guy's career now. Like, you gotta go, you gotta get drafted, you gotta go to college, right? You have to, a guy tries to sell you roofies because you're in college, and then you go to the NBA, and then you get money, and then you gotta hire a lawyer to protect you, right? From that time you beat up your wife in real life in the game. Right? It's just so realistic now. It's just so realistic. You got to develop a coke habit. Like, can I just fucking bounce the ball and just throw through the hoop? That's all I want to do. That's all I want to do. Play fucking basketball. I want to be the Phoenix Sun. But no, you have to fucking, then you got to go through drug and alcohol counseling. You got to go for meetings. Then you got to, then you get born again. Right? Praise his name. You get born again. And then you turn your life around. And then you finally dunk. And you, what the, it fucking happened to games, man. So he puts on Spider-Man yesterday, and I'm watching him put it on, and he's playing, and he's Peter Parker, as we know, Spider-Man, swinging through the buildings, fighting the baddies, fighting the Lizard, Kraven the Hunter, all of those Mysterio, all the baddies, the Scorpion. But then he's like, he meets his girlfriend, Mary Jane, MJ, and they go for a bike, like a bike ride. You're pressing the button, and Peter Parker is riding a bike then for 20 fucking minutes. And where do you go on your bike? Where do you go on the bike? You take her to the fairground. The fair is in town. So you ride your bike, press an X, riding the bike, make sure you don't hit the pothole. I'm fucking Spider-Man, by the way. And then you get to the fun fair, and you have to go play games at the fun. I gotta shoot a basketball hoop, press X, hold up the, like, I'm Spider-Man, I want to fight the dudes and climb the buildings. Why am I playing whack-a-mole? Literally whack-a-mole. You take out the fucking thing and you, oh, you missed it. Game over. I got to go back to the start again, to the fun fair, and do more whack-a-mole shit. Why is my seat rolling out a fucking thing here? What happened to games, lads? Graphics phenomenal. Don't get me wrong. You'd swear you were playing a movie, right? You're watching, like, I don't know, someone on a movie, and you're just controlling them. Right, you have the Rock and you're moving the Rock around in the next move, I don't know. But you're just going, what the fuck, lads? Get out of control. Out of control. That's all it was. That was it, right? Really kind of banana cakes. Banana cakes it was. And that was it. And now he's got, like, my son, I can tell about it now because I didn't want people showing up and that kind of stuff. But he's in A Christmas Carol at Theatre 3 in Port Jefferson. So he's got, I think, 3 more shows coming up, and he's done for the year. So what do I do when that goes on? What do I do when my son is in a play? He does a great job. He plays young Scrooge. What do? I just decide to, you know what? The theatre needs help, so I will usher. So I'm ushering at this theatre, volunteering my time out of the goodness of my heart, help him. I wear a sweater vest, you know what I mean? Like nice slacks, nice pair of shoes, dressed up, nice looking the part, right? And Theatre 3, great, love it down there, always a great time, I love performing there. And I have a great relationship with them, with the staff, the management. And I'm just showing people to their seats, you know. And that's what I've been like. You get recognized. I'm sorry. Go on. Right. By people, walking people to the seats. And what am I doing? I'm making them laugh. Of course. I don't just go, where you get the tickets, click, get the flashlight out, sign it down. Oh yeah, you're on D9 and D11. Follow me, right? And I don't just do that. I have a little banter with them along the way, right? If they're kids, if they're adults, if they're old seniors, old people, they're loving me, loving a bit of McThomas. So they get a bit of a show on the way to the seat. Take a bit of pride in your job. Nobody does that anymore. Nobody takes pride in their jobs. But here's what I did notice. There's a lot of, like during Christmas time, there's a lot of people who are just grumpy, just miserable, right? You're going to see A Christmas Carol, which is a great production, by the way. There's only a few days left of it. But I don't know, by the time you listen to this episode, it's probably going to be gone. Last episode is last showing of it is December 30th. It's the last showing of it. And it could be all sold out. I don't know. I just didn't want to send everybody that way, just, you know, because then I don't want people coming up to me during the show knowing I'm there and harassing the boy. So, but December 30th is the last showing of it. And I'll be ushering again. I'll be ushering, helping people to their seats, all that kind of. But the amount of people that are just fucking miserable and rude, right? And the amount of people that just don't dress up anymore. Like, do you remember the theatre was like, it was common knowledge that you dressed up to go to the theatre. You wore something nice, a button down, you wore a pair of slacks. I would say a suit. That's just me. But you know what? Not everybody owns a suit. And a nice pair of shoes. And you went in. And you sat down and you took in a bit of culture and you dressed for the culture and you showed people that I have respect for the arts. And it's just, you walk in there and this guy's in Bermuda shorts. You know, Bermuda shorts. And you're like, yeah, come on, fucking thanks for making an effort. And people who come in late, like I was, and I'm a stickler, right? So this guy came in and like 10 minutes before intermission. Why bother? What are you doing coming in at intermission? They go, oh, sorry, I'm late. In my seat. I go, can I in? And I don't know if the theatre said I could do this, but I was like, can I in? Intermission's at 10 minutes, you can wait. But I got friends in there. Gotta wait, mate. Sorry. Respect the sweater vest. Respect the sweater vest. You can't come in. Simple as that. And, you know, some people are like, these are not my seats. I didn't. What does your ticket say? Your ticket says this, that, the other. That's where it says. It's not my seat. I go, oh, you want to bet money on it, do you? Like, I'm arguing over the simple, like, the common courtesy of maybe you're in the wrong. Did you think of that? Like, did you think that maybe you sat in the wrong seat because it's every other, it goes up in 1, 3, 5, 7, 11, and then 2, 4, 6, 8, 12, 10, 12. And, like, do you not think maybe the man who's ushering, who's holding the ticket, who knows the seats, you think maybe I might know a little bit you than your fat ass just waddling in. And then you get in, you sit down, and the seats are just not. And I'm not, I wanted to do this thing where I don't kind of have a go at people for being overweight. There was a topic I did want to talk about some influencer, not influencer, some actress from Spain who died. And I will talk about it down the line. But I figured, the holiday season, don't be mean. But she was 46 years old and she was at one of those like Lizzo type people, like fat is beautiful, it's beautiful to be fat and all that stuff. No, don't lose weight, keep doing what you're doing, not accepting who you are, because we all accept, listen, we all have flaws, but like kind of change, like don't go keep eating, it's great if you keep eating. And I say it's not, I'm not a fan of that. I'm a fan of, hey man, don't be ashamed of where you are right now, but let's just turn it around for you. It's not healthy. And so she was one of these activists, and she died at 46 of, what was it? Obesity. That was the word. But that's not the point of the story. So she, there's so many people that are just not built for theater seats anymore. They're just not. And I know, like, I'm sorry. Like, you're really missing out on life. And I'm going to start, people are going to start arguing with me now. People are going to start getting on, you know, you're shaming again. Like, I'm not, I'm really not. But I'm just saying, some of the world isn't built for you right now. I'm sure you're going to complain about it, and it's easier to complain than it is to change. But you're going to, hey, it's a new year. Maybe put that on the list. Put that on the list, right? It's a new year coming up. Do that, right? Go fucking take up all the gym space for 2 weeks and then quit. But don't quit this time. We'll talk about it next week. We'll do resolutions next week. But for now, let's stay focused on track. You know, but I'm sure maybe one day it'll... But you're missing out. You're missing out on good theatre, nice culture. It's not. It's great to go to an actual show, a live show. Let that be stand-up comedy. It's not just a movie theatre, right? But go to see stand-up comedy. Go to see, like, a drama, musicals. Go see them, be live, be part of it, be present. But you're missing out because the seats ain't big enough for you. And I've noticed that. And are people, like they're literally, like, sideways, frumped into the seat, just like a bag of mayonnaise poured onto a seat. You know what I mean? Like, you know when you go into your basement and you're just, that's where I stored a Christmas tree this year, and it goes in the corner and you can't move and you're just sitting there like, I'm a Christmas tree. That's what you're like, and it's sad. It's sad. And then what's even more sad is when you have the aisle seat and someone wants to get up. Everybody's got to get up now and move because they can't just shimmy past you. And I'm watching it. And then the cell phones, that's my joy, walking up and down the aisles. Turn it off, please. Turn it off. Turn it off now. You need to turn it off now. And I can see your message. Oh, I'm just, no, turn it off now or you got to leave. That's great, because I have a problem with cell phones. I have a problem with people's addiction. Like, I know. And I can read your message. I can read your message. Your message is to Carl and go, oh my God, my husband found out everything. He knows everything. What am I going to do? Not my business, mate. I don't want to be part of the Spanish soap opera, but you got to leave right now. Either get off the phone or you got to leave. I can't help you. Can't help you. So, yeah. And that's what I do. So I argue with people about the seat number, and most people are fine. Most people are fine. But, like, I'm always like, yeah, you want a bet, do you? I'm in the wrong seat. I mean, this is the right seat. It is the right seat, but you also picked the wrong date because I'm reading your ticket. It's just that kind of, like, nobody wants to be humbled anymore. Nobody goes, oh my God, I made a mistake. Oh boy, is my fifth. Because why, you go to the box office, they might fix you up, but as well, we always keep extra seats empty in case something like this happens, because we don't want to turn people away. But there are I shouldn't be telling people this, but there are like leftover seats deliberately for somebody who comes in and goes, listen, I got my oh, I know I mixed up the tickets for yesterday or whatever it was, and they'll try accommodate you. But yeah, that's what it is. You know, it's just arguments. Like my new thing on Facebook, and I kind of want to get off this. I wasn't want to get into this today, but my new thing on Facebook now is I don't know how, and this might offend some of you, because you might be a part of this group, so I am sorry if you are upset, but I no longer argue with, like, I don't, because the algorithm, I don't argue with liberals anymore, because it's just, I'm over it, it's too easy, you don't see it, I don't see it, like, and again, I consider myself a liberal person, but you know the ones that are just, yay, who won't fact check, right? Like they'll read, like I saw something the other day with Kamala Harris saying, we have to stop assault rifles. Assault rifles are bad. Get rid of assault rifles. And then when you just kind of write back and everyone's like, yep, get rid of them. And then you put in a comment, like something with common sense, well, most deaths are caused by actual handguns. So why the fact doesn't this woman want to get rid of handguns? Because she knows she can't, right? She knows she can't. But instead, she'll use buzzwords that gets everybody. Anyway, I don't want to argue anymore with politics. That's one of my goals for next year. And we'll talk about it. But now, I don't know what happened. But now I am being, I'm not going to say attacked. Attack means I'm being playing the victim. But I posted one comment up about flat earthers are now coming at me. I now have a war against flat earthers. I didn't think I would say that. I didn't think I would ever have that. I never thought that's where I would take my battle to. And I want to do a whole episode on it. And I've asked them to come on up. I'd love to get a flat earther on the show to have a respectful conversation, because I really truly want to believe where your mindset, like, where did you come up with that? Where did you come up with that, right? And they don't, like, nobody can tell me, like, they'll post these things, oh, well, this spins, and if that was the case, the sun should be over here. And they'll say that stuff, knowing that you and I can't go out and go with these things, and we can't gauge these things, right? But when you do throw actual things you do know, they just immediately turn to insults. There's no rebuttal. Like, I one of my friends, he was on an early episode, my friend, the pilot, he flies for a major airline, And he will tell you, well, yeah, once you go up high enough, you can actually see the curvature of the Earth. And I posted that. And of course, the responses were, your friend's a liar. But the best one was, maybe his windshield, the windshield is curved. And that's, sorry, man. Sorry, Tom. All your years of service in the Air Force, flying around, right? All your flying these 747s across the country, right? All of that wisdom and that school work, that college work you went to, did you ever stop to think that maybe, just maybe, your windscreen is curved? Huh? It's fucking remarkable, man. So, and here's what I said, and here was my comment, and I'll kind of leave it on this, and I do want to go into this on another episode. But it's like, so they believe there's a, it's like the Earth is a basin, and around the Earth is, the Antarctica isn't on top, right? It's not on top like we know it to be on, like on a globe. They believe the Antarctic, it just stretches all the way around the Earth, like a wall, like Game of Thrones, like an ice wall, right? And they will say to you stuff like, so I would say to them, like, why don't you, like, there was 1.6 million people on this, that was just one page. Now I'm sure there's overlapping, but there's millions of people that believe the Earth is flat. How about you do this? How about you all put in 20 quid? You put in $20 each, £20, whatever country you're in. And you find your Columbus. Who's your Indiana Jones? And just send him fucking off on his way to just, with the poles and the dogs and the tennis rackets on his feet, and have him just go, get to the end of the Earth, hang over the side, give me one of them, click, put your flag on it, send the pictures, because there's not one picture of the end of the Earth. Well, there's drawings, there's illustrations. There is a drawing of this paradise, and that's why they don't want you to go. And then as soon as I post that, someone goes, well, what about the Arctic Treaty? What's the Arctic Treaty, you might say? Well, apparently the Arctic Treaty was something that was signed that if you go onto the Antarctic, if you walk across that ice, you can be shot. Okay, let's say that exists. Let's just pretend that that does exist. It goes around the whole fucking planet. So you're trying to tell me there's no space where you brave people can just fucking... So you're telling me every inch of that is covered. And not one of you lads can just fucking sneak your way in. No brave explorers. No? Where's the Uncan Traveling Matt that you guys... Remember from the Fraggles? Dear nephew Gobo. And he would go off and he would travel and he would send a postcard back to the lighthouse and Gobo would have to come out and chase it from Sprocket. Jim Henson. Love Jim Henson. Anyway, where's that? Like, so you're trying to tell me that one person, maybe a crew of five, one to five people can't get across the Antarctic, right? But 5,000 people in a week can get through the border. Not only get through the border, but they get a goodie bag. But they can sneak in through this little space, and you're telling me you can't fucking sneak across the planet-size ice path? Come on, lads, do better than that. Do better than that. So if you listen to this and you happen to be a flat earther, if you know a flat earther, I promise you, I would love you to come on an episode. I will not be disrespectful because I genuinely want to learn. I genuinely want to know. I'm interested in where you're coming from. I'm interested to know, like, how did you come to this conclusion? I would love that. I really would love to. So if you know one, please let me know. Anyway, listen, that's all I got to talk about. I got to go. Sorry the episode's late. Also, I'm not sorry. Thanks for listening, liking, subscribing, and sharing, and coming on back. I do appreciate it. Next week, we'll do one more for the year. The year is out, and we'll talk about reservations. I'll have a reservation for two, please. We'll talk about resolutions. We'll have a bit of fun next week, and who knows? Maybe now and then I'll have a flat earther on the line. So as always, take care of yourselves, and wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you.